Do you mind sharing, Natalie, for us how you ended up going along on an alpha course?
Okay. Can everyone hear me? Okay. I've been brought up within a Christian background, but it's been quite shaky and quite strict and quite dictative, so there wasn't much explanations or understanding. Although the only thing that I did really accept was that God was the creator of everything and that I knew about Jesus. So growing up through my teens and stuff, I always asked God to help me and to be with me by praying and all that stuff. And then when I had my son, I always said that when he turns 5, I wanted him to go into a Sunday school and learn about God. Because most of the children today don't have any knowledge of God or don't have any background and stuff. And I want him to grow up with morals and respect. So I thought, yeah, when he's 5, I want to put him into a Sunday school and I want to go back to church myself. So I was sort of looking for churches to go to, and I also wanted to do... I kept seeing this sign... this alpha course sign near Bedford College. Every time I drove past there, I'd see this alpha, and I thought, what the hell's that? And then one day, somebody explained to me what an alpha course was, and I realised that that's the kind of thing that I'd like, because I'm very into studying anyway. So I came here through some family members for one service and then another service to a baptism, and I really, really liked the church. I really liked the people. Everyone was friendly. And then there was these flyers that got circulated about this alpha course, that one up there. So I had one of those, and everyone was saying, yeah, give it out to people, even if it's someone random on the street. So I thought I might do that. but then I thought, right, let me book the place. So I booked 2 places, knowing that I was going to ask somebody to come. I didn't know who. And then eventually I just asked my auntie, and I was quite surprised that she said, yeah, but she did. So, me and her went over to the alpha course, and that's how I got onto it.
Fantastic. Okay. So brought in a kind of Christian background. Obviously stumbled into church a little bit because you thought it was about time your son learned some good moral values. Okay.
Yes.
And, found yourself along in Alpha. So how did you find Alpha when you actually got there? And what happened?
I was really pleasantly surprised that it was in a pub, actually. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting sort of like a more formal and, sort of lecture seminar type thing. But it was really, really relaxed. I walked in and there's really nice tables with candle lights and flowers. It was really intimate. It was really nice. And everyone was friendly. So that was a good start anyway. And there was food as well, which was really great. And then the talks, they were really spot on. Like, they just... all the questions and thoughts that I had in my mind came up during the talk. So that was really, really great. And the most... part that I really liked was the individual group sessions after the talks, where we'd talk about what Steve or Mike spoke about, and they were really good because everyone was really open and honest, and you got to ask questions and get answers to questions, and you found that everyone sort of had the same kind of questions that you had, so it was really, really good in that way. And it was just really opened me up, and it opened everyone else up. And there was a lot of people there that really didn't have any idea of anything. So it was so good to go through the weeks seeing the change in everyone else as well as myself. So that was really good about that.
Excellent. Okay, so obviously now, flash forward a couple of months since the last alpha finished. How would you say life has changed for you since doing it?
It's changed quite a bit, actually. Even though I started off the Alpha course knowing about God and knowing about Jesus, I now feel like I have a relationship with him. I feel that I'm closer to him, that I know who God is, and I'm getting to know him more. And it's even better because, like, it's a process and it takes time, but it's okay to take time because there's people that have been going to church for 10, 20 years and they're still getting closer to God and getting to know God. So I'm just really happy that I'm going to be like that and I'm on that journey now. But overall, it's really helped me in my life because I feel so much more positive now about everything. And I feel so much more calmer. Everything's just changed. I feel like everything's going to be fine if I've got God by my side. So I'm just really happy about that. And I've made some really, really good friends. And I'm just looking forward to going to the beta now.
Can we thank Natalie?